Welcome to Unhinged with your host, Teresa Romer, motivational speaker, fashion expert, and fashion guru.
Welcome to Unhinged with Teresa Romer. Okay. I could not wait to get to this podcast because this one's just been rubbing me the wrong way for I don't know how long, and I got to talk to an expert here.
Uh-oh, expert.
I say expert because you're in this field. You're in this.
Still not following. Where are we going? Taylor Beauty, fashion.
So, anyways, this keeps coming up, and it's just rubbing me the wrong way, and I just really want to get some insights because maybe you've got the insights that I'm not seeing.
Okay.
So,
talk to me.
Okay, so I can remember there used to be a time when the gay community was so close-knit, like everybody had everybody's back.
Yeah.
And with all the friends and whatnot that I have in the gay communities, like I was so impressed with how tight-knit the gay community was. Like,
yeah, it's like one big family.
Yeah, yeah. And especially since COVID. But maybe it was happening before and I didn't notice it as much. I don't know. But it just seems like everyone's so divided now in the gay community.
So this is the gay episode.
So yes, we brought in Mr. Fabulous, who is not only a great makeup artist.
Full-time gay.
Full-time gay.
Not a phase. Fully me.
Since you were 6, 7, 8.
As
far back as you could remember.
As soon as I started going to school, I knew there was a boy who sat next to me, and I was like, oh my god, I really, really like him. Like, I just really like him.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a friend at the time, but then it grew into,
yeah,
you know, being this.
See, I never sat next to a girl and thought, ooh, I really like her.
Yeah. You're not gay? Even though sometimes I think you have a little gay man in you, but I think you're just super duper fabulous.
A gay man in me?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Because you're just so, like, you live what we want. So glamorous, so fabulously, so extra over the top. I mean, you already know the Houston gays call you the Mariah Carey of Houston.
Yeah, true.
So you're just, you know, we all live vicariously through you.
So anyways, okay, so because I have a huge gay following,
mm-hmm.
and I'm friends with so many gays, and okay, so let's go back. So when I say gays, I'm encompassing everyone.
The LGBTQ+.
I'm encompassing the lesbians, the gays,
mm-hmm.
the transgenders,
mm-hmm. bisexuals. There's a lot more now. I'm kind of fuzzy on the end ones there, but
I know, like there's so many now.
There's
like
a new one every single day, and I can't keep up.
Right.
So I'm just
okay.
Like,
so it's even confusing to you.
Yes.
Okay.
For me, me and my group of friends, if you were 90s, early 2000s, I think we all feel the same way. We're like, whoa, where's all these extra letters and things come from? It's like so new.
Right.
And it's interesting.
But let's go back to the dividedness of it. Like,
yeah.
I said, like it used to be where everybody had each other's backs, and now like they're drawing the line in the sand now.
Yeah.
Like,
and you see it clearly when I go out into the scene, all the bars are for certain people. Like, there's not like a bar you go to and everyone like comes together. There's a specific bar for drag queens. There's a specific bar for transgenders. There's a specific bar for if you like chains and whips. There's like different bars for everything. It's not like you just go to one and everyone is like there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. As far as I know, since I started going out, it's always been like that.
Really?
I think the only time you see a mix, and I haven't been in so long because it's too hot to go every year, but during Pride Month when we have the parade in downtown,
right?
That's the only time I believe you see kind of everyone together, but even then, not really.
Huh.
But yeah.
So what do you think causes the divide? Like, why, and when did you think you saw it switch from everybody being tight-knit and mm-hmm. having each other's backs mm-hmm. to now the line being drawn in the sand like, oh no, you're transgender, you're not welcome over here.
I would like to think it's in a way of people find their group and their community, but we're all connected and we're all like together. You know, just because you're trans and you want to go be with a bunch of other trans people doesn't mean you can't also be with the gays.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because we right. all can still relate to the struggles. And yeah, maybe we're not totally the same, but we can just relate to just...
But see, I don't understand why the community itself is drawing lines in the sand when regular people like me mm-hmm. don't have a problem with the trans and the bis and the gays and the lesbian. Like, you're all welcome all the time.
Well, sadly, it's not like that everywhere. I went to this, there's a straight kind of like strip right in my area where I live, and they're prominently straight bars. And this recent time when I went, I was held up at the front of the line for so long, and they would let other people in, and I'm like, what's going on? And after maybe 30 minutes, when they let me in, they pulled me to the side, and the manager came by and said, hey, we just want to let you know that we've been having some problems recently, and just women feeling uncomfortable with, you know, guys going to the restroom. And I was like, do you have a men's restroom? They're like, yeah. And I was like, we're good. I was like, I'm not going to go into the women's restroom.
Were you dressed as a woman that night?
No, I was just in makeup, just like Mr. Fabulous.
Right.
And they were just like giving me such a weird vibe, like, we can't tell you you can't be here, but really you shouldn't be here.
Oh.
And it felt so weird, and I felt so uncomfortable because I've never had that happen to me before.
Right.
And I go to these places so often, and this one was a new one that's popped up and I wanted to check out. And when that happened, I was like, this is not going on right now in 2024.
Right. So that was happening 2024.
Yeah.
Like now. Like,
yeah.
You're like, wait a minute.
And I go to a lot of other straight places too, and they're so welcoming and cool, but there's still, it's still out there.
But so this is what I'm starting to see then, if I can just put it all this into perspective. What I'm starting to see is it happened during COVID, and I think it was, I saw it really big time during the George Floyd mm-hmm. movement.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on that one either.
Yeah.
But where it seemed like it was okay that people could go to memorials and establishments and riot and tear shit down and tear statues down.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And nobody is held accountable for that. It's like, oh, it's okay. They're just voicing their opinions. It's freedom of speech.
Yeah, no, that was...
And yet, and don't get me started here either, but and yet, when the January thing happened that, you know, they want to blame on Trump, that was freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. They were just voicing their opinions.
Yeah.
And yet people got sent to prison for that. And so I see this divide, not just in the gay community, but I mean all over the world. I mean, like, it's just, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And it seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. I mean, like, we are so divided
mm-hmm.
as a nation. And I don't know what caused it. I remember seeing when it was happening, when it was mm-hmm. starting, and it's just gotten worse and progressive. Look, it's gotten so progressively worse that downtown Seattle mm-hmm. and downtown San Francisco are ghost towns because businesses have had to leave. Businesses are closed up. Mm-hmm. I mean, what the hell happened when you can't even walk into a CVS in downtown San Francisco to buy something because everything is behind plastic or plexiglass or glass or bars. You can't even go shopping.
I hate it.
So CVS Pharmacy is like, forget it. We're closing all of our pharmacies downtown. Yeah. Like if I was someone that spent a lot of money on a condo or a high rise or whatever in any of these beautiful cities, you are screwed when it comes to shopping.
Yeah. It's annoying.
remember all the riots and all the shoplifting and everything that was happening in downtown LA, mm-hmm. you know? And my brother, who works for the LA County Sheriff's Department, he said, it's just horrible, Teresa. Like, we can't even arrest people.
Yeah.
We're just supposed to let it happen.
It's wild.
But I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this divide when it comes to the gays, because we as... So what would you call me?
Straight?
Straight. Like, so as a straight person,
yeah,
we don't even divide you guys.
Yeah.
So why do you guys divide yourselves?
I don't know. One thing I want to know is, do you feel like everyone's pretending we're not divided?
What do you mean pretending?
Because I feel like we are, and I feel like people are pretending that we're not.
I don't think they're pretending that they're not. I blatantly see it happening.
Well, right. But I mean, and like the media, everyone thinks it's like it's not happening.
Like it's a big happy family?
Yeah, you know what I mean? When really they don't know that it's not like that. I don't know when it happened or why it's happening, but I feel like we need to all just come together and just be positive and uplifting, because there's just, we already have enough going on. Why are we dividing ourselves up? And
no, that's why I don't get it. I don't get why you guys are doing it yourselves. Yeah. Like, why? What happened to brotherly love? What happened to that, I got your back?
Yeah.
I'm in your corner.
Yeah.
And now you're all turning against each other. It's like, whoa.
I don't know. I'm going to have to go to the streets and find out and get right to the source. First, I'm going to have a cocktail.
Oh.
And then I'll go and ask around and find out. But it is sad. You would think, as far as we've come, and especially in 2024, we'd be together and stronger than ever.
Yeah.
But instead, we're taking steps back and not going the right way. It's no good.
Well, I thought you'd have more answers for me.
Like, I like to just keep to myself and just, you know, kind of coast by. But I peep everything and I see everything.
Right.
And I try to make sense of it myself, but my little brain can't comprehend why. Why can't these people hang out with these other people, and why it's divided like that?
Do you see that here in Houston? I don't want to say the bars, because I'm sure there's other places y'all hang out besides bars.
Yeah.
But do you see it here in Houston where...
But really, that's it. Montrose is like the only area that you can go and you know that you're okay. I mean, where else? Of course, we can go everywhere else. But Montrose, you know, when you step into that area, you're kind of in like a safe bubble, you know?
Because you're around like-minded people.
Yeah, you know, like, it's, you won't really have any issues here. You
okay, can just so do you. So you're saying, in that sense, they do have your back. You are safe.
Yeah, but it's within how there's different like cliques. There's the trans, there's the gays, there's the drag queens, and. Yeah, it may intertwine a little bit, but like I said, there's own clubs for everyone else. I wish we had one big warehouse where we can all just party in.
So if I, as a straight person, so if I wanted to go to any of these clubs,
mm-hmm.
whether it be to show, maybe see a drag show.
Yeah.
I'd be welcome.
Yeah. You would go to South Beach. That's the club.
That's what it's called. Okay.
But I think if we dropped you off in Montrose and you walked around and just walked into a club, you would see exactly what kind of club it is.
Really?
Yeah. I believe 100% you.
As a straight outsider.
Yeah. You would walk in and you would go, oh, this is for this certain group. And then you'd walk into another one and go, oh, because you can see it as clear as what kind of people are in there. And what the vibe is. So you just pick and choose where you want to go and hang out.
Interesting. So this was interesting because the other day I mentioned this on my YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my followers came back with this. It says, I find you to be incredibly interesting since I was introduced to your content pre-pandemic. I loved your old home with the gigantic mood crystals displayed. It keeps beautiful. It keeps positive energy within the home. Now, being a caregiver, it can be stressful, overwhelming, and hurtful emotionally because you're watching someone you love immensely deteriorate. I'll sincerely keep you in my prayers. Okay. Then it says, also, what's different in the LGBTQ community in 2024 is the fact that some people within the community are extremist, unforgiving, and not willing to concede that some things happen in today's society regarding the community is detrimental. Inappropriate teachers behaving badly and the indoctrination of children is truly satanic. We as a country is greatly divided because of bad leadership and a corrupt administration in Washington, D.C. And in order to bring unity back, we need America First administration and peace through strength, leadership, whatever. May you continue to be a wonderful entrepreneur. And your vulnerability is appreciated, and many blessings to you. God be with you. But anyways, even my fans and followers are recognizing. I'm just trying to truly figure out when it happened, why it happened.
I feel like it's maybe gone on before, I don't know, before we even know. Because when I started coming into the scene, even with dating and like the hookup culture, All the guys put it out on there on what they want. There will literally be guys that say, no blacks, no femmes. And some say just...
What's no femmes?
No femmes is like feminine guys. So they'll say mask only. They'll say feminine only. Like, they'll put a whole list of, like, what they want. So, it's just wild.
Wow.
Yeah, even in the dating, there's divide in the game. It's not like, oh, you just meet someone and you have a connection and you know, maybe fall in love. No, it's like you have to meet this look or this standard for them to even like consider. It's crazy. I can't even see that far. Oh, 10.
Oh, see?
Perfect.
Cute.
Huh? Caroline was just standing there. Oh. She was looking at me.
So, well, I guess when it comes to dating, like with any other dating website, you can put on there, I want somebody athletic, I want a non-smoker.
Of course, there's preference, but I'm talking, these guys are here are like ruthless. Like they are like, you gotta be this, you know what I mean? It's crazy. Hopefully it'll change. I have hope, but of course it starts with us.
So, gone are the days where a gay just was trying to find another gay.
Yeah, it's like a whole lot more now.
Now it's very spelled out.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I don't even like put myself out there, because I'm like, I see just the mess that goes on with it, and I'm like, if you're interested, I think you'll come up to me and tell me. Which I don't think is a good thing, because you should put yourself out there.
Right.
But right. I'm just like scarred from it before, and I'm like, I'm not gonna like jump into it.
So my question is, okay, so here we are, 2024, and you're how old? 29. 29, okay. So let's fast forward 20 years.
Oh my gosh.
Let's just fast forward 20 years. Because I know how fast 20 years goes. Like, I've been in Houston now 20 years.
Oh my gosh.
And the time just flew. So let's fast forward 20 years. What do you see for Fab? What will Fab be doing? Like, will Fab be married? Will Fab be alone?
Hopefully I'd be married, which is crazy because if you would have asked me around like 20 to 25, I would have said no, because I never saw myself like settling down with anyone, and I was like, heck no, I wouldn't be with someone and do what they say or have a partner. But that's slowly changed after I've been in a few relationships, and I see myself now definitely settling down with someone in the future. Kids, however, is still off the table. I still don't see myself having kids until someone comes in and really like changes my world. then I think that's when I would consider it. Because, look, I didn't consider marriage before.
Right.
And now I am.
Right.
But I'm just not at that point where I'm like, or ever was like, oh, I want kids in the future.
Right.
I have a dog and he's just enough. He's already a lot to handle.
Yes, yes. So, okay.
Were you always like that? Growing up, did you know you wanted to be married and have kids?
Well, I grew up in a culture where being raised on a ranch, you didn't know anything different than that. Yeah. Like, you just knew that you were supposed to grow, you know, get through school,
yeah,
and get married and have 2.5 children, yeah, and live happily ever after. And that's what life was really all
sounds
about.
Sounds so peaceful. Like, you just had it just written out and just, like, just peace.
No, but I mean, like, that's what we were taught.
Yeah.
Like, that's the life that, you know, I mean, like, you got to remember, I grew up on a ranch where we had neighbors that you couldn't really see. You had, mm-hmm, to travel a mile or two to see,
yeah,
them. But everybody had brandings, and everybody got together and helped each other brand their cows, mm-hmm, and you always knew your neighbor was right there to help you. And so we didn't even think there was such a thing as college. Like, why would you go to college? Like, mm-hmm, what is college?
Mm-hmm.
As far as we were concerned, it was graduate from high school, marry your high school sweetheart, have 2.5 children, live in a house with a little white picket fence, mm-hmm, and a dog, and live happily ever after. Wow. And that's really not how it is. It's kind of sad. Because...
Now?
Huh?
You're talking about now?
Well, it's like very few people live that little American dream.
Very little.
Very little.
Very little.
Very little. Because and I actually can say I was probably grown up very naive thinking that that was real life.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Yeah.
And so, consequently, I ended up divorced because, yeah, it was like, this isn't what I wanted out of life.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much more. Oh, my God. So, I think I grew up actually very sheltered and not realizing, you know, I didn't even grow up knowing that there were gays.
Oh, my God. I was about to ask you that. Were there any gay guys in your school?
No. There was no such thing.
Like, you didn't even, like...
No.
Because now I feel like you know.
No. The only thing I knew about gay was the word queer.
Yeah.
And that was because of a movie.
Yeah.
In the movies,
wild,
you could have saw queers. Is that not,
yeah,
that's what they call them?
Yeah,
queers.
Yeah, yeah.
They never called them gays. They were just queers.
That's wild.
And you saw that in a movie. I don't even remember. I had to have been, oh my God, well into my 30s.
Stop.
Before I even met a gay person.
Oh my God, maybe. Do you remember your first gay person?
No. But I'm just saying, I remember, you gotta remember, I was in Wyoming, but I remember.
Isn't that where they shot Brokeback Mountain?
Yes, yes. But that movie didn't come out till what, 2000 or,
yeah,
something like,
yeah,
that. You know, so now I'm 40, okay. So I'm just saying, oh my God, like, I had to have been in my 30s when I met a gay person for the first time. And I don't remember if it was in Wyoming or if I was in California when I met this gay person.
When you got to the city?
Yeah, think? Because I don't remember there being any gays in Wyoming.
Wow.
I don't remember any gays in my towns or cities. Like,
that's crazy to think that.
I mean, I can't even remember when I had my health clubs of gays.
Really?
Yeah.
But again, look at all the men that come out who had already wives and kids, and then come out years later as, you know, gay.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right. So they were married, had children.
Yeah.
Probably were married 20 years or more.
Yeah.
And now they're divorced, and now they've finally come out and, yeah, said they're gay. And so, yeah, that was just it. So when I was growing up, there were two names for gays. One was queer and one was faggot.
Yeah.
And I literally don't remember seeing one.
That's wild.
I only saw them in the movies.
A life without gays.
Seriously. And so you got to think, guys, that was only, what, 40 years ago?
Man.
So just think, 40 years ago, there was no gay community. it was all like something you'd see in a movie or underground, because most of the time no one wanted to be recognized as being queer or maggot.
Right.
Because you were picked on.
Exactly.
Like, okay, so now let's go back 60, 80 years when we had black people as slaves.
Yeah. My gosh.
It's hard to think that that was only 60, 80 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, and you just somehow sometimes think that it's like millions of years ago, but really it's not.
No, and so I'm just saying, you got to think when I graduated from high school in 1979 that there was no queers or faggots.
That's so wild.
You only heard about that in a movie that somebody made up. So
yeah.
You thought it was like fake.
Yeah.
And now, 40 years later, we have gay communities.
Yeah.
We have queers. We have, they're not queers anymore.
Yeah.
But we've got gays.
Yeah.
We've got lesbians. We've got transgender.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. When was the first time transgender word came out?
I don't even know. Because before transgender, it was drag queen.
Right.
Because I remember RuPaul being on like
right.
TV.
But I mean,
like, it was like she was a drag
so
queen.
So what, transgender came out in what, 20 years ago maybe?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the early 2000s?
Yeah.
Maybe?
I would say yes.
So I'm just saying, that's how relatively new this is.
We're still like fresh.
But I grew up not even knowing that there was such a thing as gays, because I thought queers and faggots were only in the movies.
Yeah.
And that was something that somebody made up, that they really didn't
yeah.
exist.
I'm so taken back by that. That you.
Oh, I was well in my 30s before I ever met or came face to face or met a actual gay person for the first time.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. Sheltered life, right?
Yeah. But look, now they're swarmed everywhere by you. You have an in-house gay.
Graphic artist gay. I'm surrounded by gays.
Stylists.
God, stylists are gay. I'm like, geez, Louisa.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh.
So, oh my gosh. I guess the best way to sum all of this up is, as divided as the world seems on all kinds of things,
mm-hmm.
it just only makes sense that there's become a division in the gay community also.
Yeah.
You know? And there's so many other communities out there besides just the gay community.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many different. So, and there's probably a huge divide in a lot of these different areas.
Yeah, and I think because of all of that, it just all intertwines. With the different families and ethnicities in the gay community, I think it just intertwines and comes into our community.
So how do you fix it?
That's the million-dollar question. How do we fix it?
Come on, Fab, you don't have all the answers.
I wish I did. And it's kind of sad to say I wish I can be the change, but I'm only one person.
But sometimes they say it only takes one.
Well, I'm going to try my damn hardest.
So say, same question now. You know, let's fast forward 20 years. Considering the gay community really only came alive in the last 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just think, by the time you're 49,
mm-hmm.
getting ready to turn 50,
mm-hmm.
what's the gay community going to be like then?
Well, we'll have our own planet. This planet over here is for the gays. Come on over here, and then we'll get up there, and we'll be divided in different craters. In the
God.
I hope not. I hope it's much better than what it is now. I hope it's good change, at least for the young ones coming in. I don't think it needs to be where they need to grow up in something ugly. They need to come into something that's positive and uplifting, because I was lucky in mine, at least in my generation, it was more, I don't want to say easy, but you know, we had like Britney Spears, we had Lady Gaga, we had Madonna to, you know, put that out there in pop culture rather than coming into it where it's like hidden, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Or you have to keep it
yeah.
hiding. So there's some wins and some losses. And like you said before, it's like we take a couple steps ahead, But really, we take a couple more back. We just gotta keep fighting.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I think it's become even more prevalent. I think a lot happened during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Not only in the gay community, but a lot of communities. I think being locked down.
I just took the words out of my mouth.
I think being locked down did a lot of emotional harm to a lot of people. And I don't know if that scarring can be reversed, because a lot of that emotional scarring that happened from being locked down, you know, I think that's also why suicides have been on the rise and everything. You know, people just couldn't handle it. People could not handle being locked down, being alone, being...
It's not good.
I mean, like, it's like solitary confinement.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yes. People go crazy when they're locked up in solitary confinement.
We're like animals. To be not interacting with other humans, to be out in the world, just breathing fresh air, it was really a bad, bad, dark time.
That's what, and I just think, you know, reverting back to all the times that I've ever seen a psychologist for different things in life, whether it was my son's death or my brother's death or whatever, but I just know how much work it is to have a therapist work with you to reverse some of the damage that's been done to you,
mm-hmm.
because of certain things. And I can only imagine the amount of emotional scarring that happened from being locked down during COVID. And I don't know if some people will ever be able to get out from underneath that scarring that happened.
It's crazy.
They might go to their grave with it.
Yeah.
Because it'll take possibly many, many, many years for someone to actually visit a psychiatrist or psychologist,
mm-hmm.
on a regular basis and want to reverse that harm that's been done in their brain.
Yeah.
Because of the lockdowns, you know.
Yeah.
Just, and it's really sad because really the lockdowns did nothing.
No.
They harmed us, but they didn't help us. Like, you know, it was all a big lie, you know. Remember that Thanksgiving we were all supposed to only pick 10 family members?
Yes.
That you can invite to Thanksgiving.
But then they kept dropping the numbers when they got closer, because there would be like another spike and they'd be like, okay. Oh, we said this number, now it's dropped to
5.
And it's like,
who has a Thanksgiving with 5 family members?
Oh my God. Especially not us. Mexicans, we have a big family, so we're like, huh?
Yeah. So, anyways, guys, I just wanted to really talk on this subject because it's like I said, I have a very large gay following, and it hits home with me because I see the divide happening, and it really upsets me because I have friends in all fields, you know, transgenders, mm-hmm. drag queens. I have friends in all different, and followers, and it really bothers me to see how you guys are not uniting and being there for each other anymore. You're really all just drawn lines in the sand, and it's like, why?
We shouldn't be.
Why does this happen?
But luckily, we have people like you who are having these conversations and putting it out there so we can realize what's going on and make a change. Starts with having the conversation.
True.
Because I didn't have the conversation. I wasn't even thinking about it. So you brought it up and I was like, oh, you're right. And it's not right.
No.
So it's time to make change.
And it's kind of sad, like you said, to see the even bars and whatnot.
Yeah.
Define
the same way.
Who can really be in there and who can't be in there.
Yeah.
So can you imagine being 60, 80 years ago and you're a black person and you're not allowed to go and eat in a certain cafe or restaurant because you're black?
No, that's...
No, I'm like, how terrible does that gotta make you feel, you know?
I just can't believe it wasn't even that long ago.
In our lifetime. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Just trying to understand the Great Divide.
The Great Divide. The gay edition.
The Great Divide, it continues to happen, and we're trying to understand it. So, anyways, thank you, Mr. Fabulous, for being my guest on today's podcast on the Great Divide, trying to understand what's going on in the gay world.
And you see, I don't even understand this.
See? So now I don't feel so bad. So guys, until next time, have a great one.
Bye.